Blackstone Audio presents Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom by Mary Beth Hicks. For James Hicks, Jr., with love and gratitude for a life I never imagined. Introduction. In 2007, while still a member of the United States Senate, Barack Obama said, "I am absolutely convinced that culture wars are just so 90s. Their days are growing dark." Obama was right. The culture wars are over. We lost. We are no longer fighting to uphold traditional social values. Now we're fighting a battle over the very definition of what it means to be an American and what America means to the world. A losing battle. A decade ago, there was talk among conservatives of a strategic retreat. Americans of traditional values should absent themselves from the public square, territory the other side already controlled anyway, hunker down at home or in private and parochial schools, and raise a new generation of Americans who would grow up to undo the damage the left was wreaking on all our institutions. Well, we managed the retreat bit all right. It's the strategic part that we failed to pull off. It's easy to see the signs that conservatives, religious people, and patriotic Americans are absent from our entertainment, news media, and public school management. But is the new generation of American teens and 20-somethings ready to come rearing back and reclaim our public institutions for traditional American values? In a word, no. We retreated from the public square, but somehow...